Hi, welcome back to the Year Eight podcast in a new setting. Same building, different room for us, the new studio, but the same podcast. And you're joined today by myself, Jamie, Cade, and our very special guest, Sonny. How are you doing today?
I'm all good. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you. We've got a couple icebreaker segments to kind of get the guest, familiar with us. So we got how's your week, a movie of the week, we talk about a shitbox of the week and a song of the week. So let's all go around really quickly and just say how our week's been, starting with Cade.
When what are we class just from Monday?
From Monday, it's Thursday.
Damn,
right,
well,
now
it was my birthday on Sunday.
Oh, so let's talk about Sunday. Yeah,
yeah,
let's talk about your birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy
Thank
birthday
you. I went to a car show.
Old man.
Yeah. You were 23. Sit down.
24 in 2 weeks.
Exactly. I am 20.
All right. Sorry. Okay. Go on.
Yeah. So went to a car show. Had some fun. That's pretty much it.
Nice.
That's pretty much what I did.
And work from Monday to Thursday.
Yes.
Sonny?
Ah, yep. So first of all, none of you guys are old. I'm like 27. Eh?
He's old because he's my cousin.
All right. Old man. But
nice.
But anyway, how was my week? Bloody hell! From Monday.
The past weekend, if you want.
What did I do in the weekend? I don't even remember what I do. Honestly, yeah. All I can remember is just training.
Yeah.
Sleeping, eating, and that's all. I'm a very boring man.
Yeah.
And working. Oh, sorry. I work.
Yes.
As
what
well.
Do you do for work? If you feel comfortable saying.
I'm an engineer.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know somehow.
Does that move into the shitbox of the week segment?
Yeah.
I guess so. You go first.
My car. It's a shitbox. It's terrible. It's fucking horrid, bro. I hate my car. But I love it.
Shitbox of the week only because I'm a Ford guy. I don't like Holdens. But there was one Holden today on my way home who I was stuck behind a little Nissan, right?
Mm.
In the fast lane, getting quite annoyed because they were going 90. And this Holden floors it past me, then gets stuck behind a little car, then points the finger at me, then pulls out the fucking chopped out the window.
Chopped, bro.
And then
chopped.
Just pulls off into
Means
Henderson.
Means we, like, chopped is where, say, you, like, race against someone and cut in front of them.
Yeah.
What the, and people do that?
Yeah.
Chopped, yeah. Like,
and I was literally behind a car, and I didn't even know he was there until he had passed me. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. All right. That's my shitbox.
Actually, I want to make a resubmission. The Lime scooter I saw on Papakuta today with a big JBL speaker, that's my shitbox of the week.
What is that?
I have another really funny story.
The Lime scooters, like the electric ones that you buy?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I said, like, why is it the shitbox?
Just because he was blasting JBL music, just, like, boosting it. Yeah, that was the shitbox.
You don't have to say shitbox, but is there any car that you've gone on the road and you're like, that's not it?
Oh, honestly.
I mean, Pat last week said a lady with a trolley, so you didn't have to say a car.
Oh, no, nah, show some love to the lady with the trolley, you know?
Yeah.
Show some love to her, man. Come on. She just got her life in there. But, oh, I mean, maybe she does or doesn't. I don't know. But
she could have just been, pushing and trolling.
Any though? What do you think?
Oh, honestly, I drive home from work. It's traffic. Any car in traffic, I just classify as, except for mine, of course, but any car in traffic, I just class it as, that car sucks.
Now, you know,
they're stopping me from right getting, now.
Yeah, they're stopping me from
getting. I'll add that onto my one as well. I think I'm just going to agree with that. It's the same.
Facts.
Well, we've got a movie of the week, which me and Kay just didn't have time to watch, and we had 2 weeks to watch it.
But I have watched it before.
Yeah, I've watched it too. You say what you think of it.
I like it because I love action movies.
Oh, it was London Has Fallen, by the way.
But I like action movies, and I liked that movie.
Have you seen London Has Fallen?
I'll be honest, I haven't watched much movies.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. Yeah. I haven't watched it in years, and I can't actually remember what happens in it, but I just remember not liking it. I don't know why. I just didn't.
So he just doesn't remember the movie, but he just...
No, I remember. I just remember not liking it. Must have been four years ago. I remember watching it and be like, I'm never watching that again. So
damn.
I need to go back and watch it again. Have you seen it? It didn't get good reviews as well, I think.
No.
I looked.
I was... Yeah.
Bro, the name rings a bell. like
it's one of those like Olympus Has Fallen films.
Olympus Has Fallen.
That's it's the second movie. Yeah. No, I've seen the first one. Olympus Has Fallen. 100%.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the second one.
But now we have to spin a wheel. So essentially, what we do now, we have to spin a wheel, and whatever it lands on, we have to watch it. This me and Cade, we have to watch on Sunday. Jamie, feel free to as well if you want.
Yep.
We have to review it next week. So,
do you want
to spin it for us? So just tap the middle wheel.
Oh, what an honor!
While he's spinning the wheel, quick side story. Mm-hmm. On my way here, driving down just at these lights, right?
Yeah, that's
I look to my left. There's an elderly Asian man.
All right.
With a fishing rod.
Yeah, my boy.
Oh,
where was he going fishing? What? What do we get? What do we get?
The movie. I swear to God, the movie of the week is literally one that's sitting on my desk that I plan to watch tonight. Monsters versus Aliens.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Didn't we watch that a few weeks ago?
That's a good movie.
I
watched that a few weeks ago.
Okay, so, and I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah, who did I watch it with? Oh, I watched it with Holly. I did watch it.
So, that's it then. Aliens? Perfect. It's a DreamWorks movie years ago.
I probably know it. I just can't picture it in my head.
Really? You said you liked it?
Oh, yeah, I liked it. Yeah. Yeah. There's this guy called Blob.
Blob. Blob and the Fishman, Roach, Dr. Roach.
I'm thinking. I don't know. I've probably never seen it.
Watch it.
All right.
Watch it.
What's it on?
Watch it. DVD. That's it.
Let's cut those segments. Let's get into you. I'm going to ask a simple question. Who is Sonny? And you just take it away. So who is Sonny?
Sonny, you're talking about in the ring. You're talking about in life. You're talking about.
Let's start with the ring. Let's start with the ring.
Well, simply put it, Sonny's just a guy who gets it and beats people up. There's nothing else to say.
Damn.
What about he
did show Kurt, and I'm not going to say anything.
You did. You beat Kurt. We can get into that a little bit later. Because I got a couple of things I'll say, but we'll get into that later.
All right.
Let's talk about who's Sonny outside of the ring.
I mean, outside of the ring, I consider myself to be chill.
Yeah.
Quite nice, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, inside the ring, when the bell rings, it's just, you know, I'm just ready to fight. I'm just pumped up. I feel the audience. I just feel everyone.
How long have you been wrestling for?
Wrestling for about 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's been.
How many matches have you had since then?
I've lost count.
Oh, really?
I've probably lost count because, in all honesty, my attention span's not long enough to really count.
Touché. I feel like when you're doing so much, you just start to just kind of forget, like, what you've done in the past, you know what I mean? If you're just constantly doing things, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, I mean, clearly, and also from when I had to recap my week, I couldn't remember my week. So,
yeah.
You know?
How many matches have you won?
Oh, man. Oh, that I probably...
Lost count?
Oh, I wish.
Too many.
Oh, I mean, I've lost count as well. But I've also lost count of the amount of matches I've lost. Bloody hell.
How do you take a loss?
How do I take a loss?
You take, picture this. You take a loss. Do you go in the room? Be like, all right, cool. I'll eat it. Get into the next one. Or are you just throwing shit around?
So one of the things about me that I've tried to kind of work on is my mentality, because if I lose or if I stuff up in something, like, the biggest critic in my head is me. And I'll beat myself up constantly. There's been times when I'll be in my car and I'll be so angry, I'll just punch everything. I mean, I'll be in my room, I'll just beat everything up, you know, all because of just a little mistake. So yeah, like, I can do 9 good things, but the one bad thing that I do after that 9, that'll stay in my head and it'll undo all the good work. So to put it short, I don't take losses well. I'm not competitive, but I hate losing.
Will you be fighting on March 29th? Because I know there's an event coming.
Yeah, I've been contacted to fight there, but yeah. I haven't received any word about who my opponent will be.
Who do you want? We've had Pat and Connor and Kurt on here. Okay, you've done Kurt, so forget Kurt. What about, would you fight Connor or Pat? Or those are like brothers to you?
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah. I'd even fight my actual brother. I mean,
good point here.
Yeah, and I mean, he's younger than me.
Have you fought any of them before, Pat or Connor?
No, I haven't fought Pat or Connor before. I mean, in training, we can do a few scrimmages.
This is a controversial question. Who's tougher, Connor or Pat?
I mean, in all honesty, I don't really care who's tougher. I mean, I'll fight them both. You know, I mean, you can be the toughest guy in the world. I'd still want to fight you, you know? And I think that's what wrestling's all about. It doesn't matter how good you are. You just get in that ring and you just get in there and fight. Yeah, you just get in there and do it, you know?
I had a question, but if anybody wanted to jump in before me.
No, you.
I was just going to ask, like, why wrestling?
So why wrestling? So I'm an Islander. Mm-hmm. I'm Tongan. And back in the day, my mom was a massive fan of wrestling. So we didn't really grow up with much. But one thing that she made sure to always pay was the Sky and the monthly wrestling events. Back when you had to pay like...
Yeah, the pay-per-view sort
of. Yeah. You had to pay like $40 a month.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. So she made sure to pay those two things. And every single week we'd sit down and watch wrestling.
Sure.
Yeah, for real. And she kind of... raised me to be a bit of a super fan. But then my love for wrestling really took off when my cousin would come along. And he was a bit of a rap guy, bit of a gangster, but then he'd give us old school WWF DVDs. So I'd binge watch that, and I'm like 10 years old, right? So I'd binge watch that, and then I'd watch Raw and SmackDown with my mom. And it's just in my head, I'm just like, far out, I really want to do pro wrestling one day.
Pretty much obsessed from there.
Correct.
And you did it.
I mean, yeah, I did it, but there are some times when, you know, I really thought I wouldn't be able to do it for sure.
Do you remember your first ever match? Like, on stage match in front of an audience?
Oh, bloody hell.
You win it or lose it?
Oh, mate, I lost. I lost big time. So I'll set the stage for you guys. So it's at Matariki Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
It's an... I'm not good with my dates, but it was somewhere around Matariki.
What year? 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, 2023.
2023.
So it was 2023, and I enter out on the Rumble. And, like, people don't even know who the hell I am, right? So they're just, like, all quiet. They're like, yay. But, you know, it's just yay because someone came out in the Rumble. I just walk out, and I'm so awkward, and I'm so stiff. I just walk out, like, looking at everyone.
Like, oh, there's a lot of people.
For real, man.
Did you get a bit of stage fright?
Oh, heaps of stage fright.
Who'd you fight?
Oh, it was a Rumble.
Oh, so that everybody jumps in?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But everyone jumps in one at a time and 1 minute intervals. So then I walk in, bro, I'm like so nervous. I'm shaking at the legs. And then I walk up the steps and then I trip on the rope. So.
Is there footage of it?
Oh, unfortunately.
Probably so.
Send it through. We'll add it to the TikTok.
Oh, bloody hell.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. And if you're on YouTube, here it is.
Oh, no. I've tried very hard to get that taken down, but nah, I can't.
I mean, that's just a part of the game, really.
Yeah, it's just a part of life. And ever since that day, I've always made sure never to trip on the ropes, never to trip on the stage, never to trip on anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Say that was my debut. I tripped on the ropes and I got tossed out. And yeah,
who would you say your favorite pro wrestler is?
Are we talking all time?
Yeah, all time.
Oh man, all time. I mean, I'm a Tongan, so I've got to go with Haku. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him.
Could you tell us?
Oh man, so he was the first ever Tongan pro wrestler in WWE, and this guy was awesome. He was tough. Like, you punch him 5 times, and he just punch you, like, 6 times.
Is he still active?
Oh, no, he's not active. But he's got children there.
Oh, okay. When was his debut, roughly? Like, 10, 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, we're talking about, like, the 80s or so. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was doing time in Japan as well before WWE.
Shit. What are your thoughts on John Cena and The Rock?
Oh.
Something just happened.
That was my childhood last just week, right?
From my entire body.
See, I like wrestling, but I don't know the backstory behind that. Could you explain it?
Didn't Travis Scott pull up to the ring as well, bro?
Didn't he hurt like Cody like really badly or something?
John Cena is the good guy. He's always been the good guy.
That's right.
And now he's not the good guy.
In his final year.
Wasn't it The Rock as well? Like The Rock was there, like, give me your soul. I swear I saw a clip of that.
It's just
sad. And then you see Travis Scott chilling on the ropes, just like, yeah.
Yeah, Travis Scott's a bloody idiot.
I was just confused as to why he's there. I'm like, this is wrestling, bro, not like.
For real, right?
This ain't your new rap album, bro.
I mean, for someone who's a diva, And he comes out to the concert late.
Yeah.
And like he complains about like the taste of water and stuff. Like
he replies back to messages.
Exactly.
And, like at his concert. Everyone messages him and he's like, I'll be out in a minute.
Like, he'll be sitting on the stage just like
just on his phone, like, I'll be this. Give me 2 minutes.
Just wait, I'm coming.
Exactly. And he's trying to act all tough, like
yeah.
What? Oh man.
Some people also have theories. This is going a bit out of it, but some people have theories that was actually a demonic ritual because Travis Scott was there. And there was also above the main screen, there was another screen with like graphics showing and it was this big purple triangle. And people are like, damn, bro, that was like so coincidental. And The Rock was saying all of this stuff to this the other guy. I don't know who was there because I didn't really watch. I just saw this clip. But yeah, it was pretty buzzy when he was saying all that stuff like, give me your soul and shit. They had the big triangle up top. It's like, damn, bro. I don't know. I may have been a demonic ritual, but it's pretty buzzy how everything lines up, eh?
Oh, bloody hell. If there was a demonic ritual, I mean, I can't look at John Cena the same, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I still want him to win.
If Travis Scott's there, like, he's been pretty notorious for that kind of, like, stuff. Demonic, down tempo, dark, kind of.
Not as bad as Lil Nas X. That was bad.
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, putting his own blood into shoes.
What? I didn't hear about this.
Wait, he put his blood. Wait, ago. What?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what happened?
Back in like 2020, and he did like videos like.
Oh, don't say 2020 was years ago.
It was five years ago, bro. Damn.
Wait, what's wrong?
Five years ago.
It just feels like yesterday. It was 2020.
Oh, blood. Oh, come on, man. I'm the oldest one here, man. Come on.
what happened with the shoes?
So he was selling shoes, and he had put his own blood. So they were Air Maxes?
And they've obviously duplicated it and put it in a bunch of shoes or something.
Had a music video of him, like, sacrificing a goat in a demonic ritual.
And like sliding down a pole down to hell.
Yeah, and like he was dancing with the devil and shit, and all these like Christian people were like, "What the fuck?"
That's a really bad song. Don't ever listen to that song.
What song?
Oh,
what song is it?
Dance with the Devil.
Do you think? had to cut that out, but we just had some people come in for the podcast to pick up some stuff. But where were we? What were we talking about?
Blood demonic shoes.
Demonic rituals and shit.
Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of it, and I'm shocked because I only know Lil Nas X as a guy who twerks, and you know, he goes in the shower naked.
That was this whole thing going from like 2020 to 2023. He was kind of really taking over his, because people were hating on him for being gay and stuff, and then he decided.
Whoa!
Let's have a look.
Huh?
Yeah, that's like, that's crazy.
Who bought them? So obviously someone bought them. Oh, they sold out. That's crazy. What Air Max are those? Are those the ones with the lines on them? I don't like those ones.
The 95s.
95s. I'm not a fan of those. I like Air Maxes, but not those ones.
You like the old school Air Max.
You'd be surprised.
No, I like the ones where they've got the big bubble.
Yeah.
I used to have a couple of pairs, but I got rid of them.
The big bubble are the running ones. The ones with the white pair I used to have.
I had a white pair and a black and orange one. Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened to them. I think I sold them or broke them or...
Bro, you'd be surprised how much, like, demonic Illuminati shit is in the music industry.
Okay, this is turning into the Joe Rogan podcast, like, really quick.
What?
Whoa.
Okay.
So back to wrestling.
That's a rabbit hole for another
back
day.
Back to wrestling. Merch. Where's the Sony merch? You got any merch? Because I swear when you go to when we go to the events, they've got merch from, like, all the fighters. Have you ever done that? I'm just curious. It's a random question.
I've never done merch.
Would you?
I mean, yeah.
Stick your face on a t-shirt. Why not?
Oh, maybe not my face, but... I mean, bloody hell, I don't have the face for it. I mean, but I'll probably, I don't know, probably stick something else on a t-shirt. I don't know.
Yeah?
Oh, we have more visitors.
That's right. Sorry, again, have to cut that out, but we had someone coming in.
Super fan.
Oh, super fan. A girl just came in claiming that she was a Year Right podcast fan.
That's right.
She just asked for some photos.
We're looking for something believable.
I can't confirm.
That's a segment we actually I missed out. We have a segment called freaking out. We've got a segment. It's called Jamie's love life segment. So we get updates every week on Jamie's.
Yes. Hold on a minute.
Jamie,
how's it going?
Give us the update.
On the trip through Jamie's memories.
I matched with this chick on Tinder, right?
Okay.
Her name's redacted. Bleep. Redacted. So we won't say her name, but she's all right. She is all right.
Mm-hmm.
She's not my ideal type, but biggers can't be choosers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. So.
Okay, you better hope she never sees this.
I don't really care. She doesn't. I don't think she's much of a keeper, but hey. I haven't met her.
You better hope
she never sees this. I haven't met her yet. Do you plan to?
Okay, this is the buzzy thing, right? So we match on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I message her. It takes her a week to reply. So that's kind of the first thing. Like, I was like, okay. But there, some people, like for me, I don't open Tinder for prolonged amounts of time. I won't open for
don't
like
lie.
A month. Like,
don't lie. Don't lie. As soon as, as soon as we finish this, you're on there. Don't lie. Yeah,
right, as soon as I'm in a different area, bro, I'm swiping, trying to get around different. Either way, so I matched with her, I messaged her, she messaged me back a week later.
But what'd you say? What was the opening line?
Oh, we have to know. Shit, we have to know. We have to know. Shit. I swear to God, if it's hay with double Y, I'm going to slap you.
See, I might wrestle out in the ring, but I also wrestle in the ring of love, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's see what the starter pickup line was. You look like you'd steal all my good hoodies.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
Nice and casual. I like it.
Haha, unless you give them to me, I said, haha, fuck off. And then I hit her are you from Pukekohe? And she's like, nah, I'm from Mission Bay. Oh, that's mean as I've never been to Mission Buffet. But yeah, we pretty much asked her out on a date.
Oof.
She said yes.
So when are you meeting her?
And then okay, let me finish.
Because I'm like, this has already made itself to a clip on TikTok, yeah. So you better hope she didn't see it.
So long story short, I had her on Instagram, messaged her. I haven't heard back from her.
Does she still, do you follow each other?
Ooh.
I follow her.
Does she follow you? No. Oh, bro, end it. No. End it.
I don't. What do you mean? There's nothing to end.
What I mean is unfollow her. Unfollow her is what I'm saying.
I'll give it another week.
No.
I'll give it another week, and if she doesn't reply back, then I'm going to unfollow her, delete the message, pretend
swiping.
No red receipts.
Keep swiping.
I mean, he's swiping in the meantime, right?
Yeah.
You're swiping in the meantime.
To be fair, I haven't really been on the Tinder grind as hard.
Again, don't lie.
But nah, like, I don't know, I find Tinder a scam for the sense that you fucking have to pay to swipe. And then if you really like a chick, to stand out, you have to pay for the super likes. It's like, why would I pay $1.69?
I have never, ever used Tinder.
Really?
Ever.
To be fair, you've had a business for ages, though, bro. Like,
yeah,
2 years.
When you were like 4 years old, she moved in with you. You went together at that point, obviously.
We didn't move in together.
Didn't she live with your family?
She lived down the road from us. We were childhood friends.
I was going to ask you, could you just
move in? Yeah. And then she moved in 3 years ago, before we were even dating, just to help out my mom.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We had to set up in our new studio, so we don't have, like, we probably got about maybe another 10 minutes. I got one more subject I wanted to talk about.
I was liking how this was going.
That's a clip. That's going to be a clip. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could have talked for like 5 hours.
I'd like to talk about, let's address the, what?
I have one more thing to add.
Okay, yeah?
I hooked up with a chick last week.
Alrighty.
Oh.
Big man.
Yeah.
Big man.
I'll give
big
you
man.
One.
Big man. Okay, I'll give you one.
Yeah, she's a friend that I've known for like 6 years. Okay. But it's all good. Like, she was single, I was single, she was in
Friends
town.
Friends of benefits?
Yeah, okay. She was in town for the night. I had work the next morning, but I was like, I'll come round.
Okay, fair.
You gotta do it.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes that pipe needs to be laid. Sometimes that...
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're gonna move on to the next segment now.
You kind of sound like misogynist.
Hey, man.
Okay. I was just meaning, like, the job needs to be done.
Hey, what kind of podcast is this, man?
So, the next thing I want to do is I want to address the elephant in the room.
The last time
I went to a wrestling event, it was watching my mate Kurt. I go to all his events. You hurt my best friend in front of a lot of people and beat him. What's going through your mind at that point? Is there, like, how deep is the beef of you and Kurt?
The beef?
Yeah.
The hell are you talking about the beef?
The beef with you and Kurt.
You just heard me before. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be Kurt. You can be Pat. You can be Connor. Freaking, you can even be the referee. I'll fight you any day. Anybody you want, I'll fight you. I mean, bloody hell, I'll even fight Cade over here, you know?
Would you fight him again in a future fight? Just a one-on-one, like, wrestle?
Oh, yeah. Anyone.
And he'd beat you.
I'm not a betting man, but I'm betting on Sonny. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't want to. I'm sorry, but the build, the two different builds are just too unproportionate.
Kurt, I'm sorry, but
Kurt, okay, like when I went to your fight with Kurt, which that when was that? A couple months ago, right? That was in the Mangane Arts Center.
Yep, that's right.
I went there, watched the fight. It was a little awkward because obviously I'm cheering on Kurt. It must have been me and like two other people cheering on Kurt. It was so, I felt so bad for him. He did well though. He did well.
Not well enough, obviously.
Well, not well enough, obviously. Yes, you beat him,
Kurt.
Let's try not to make this awkward. I think Kurt would beat you in a rematch. You're looking, you're kind of scaring me.
No, it's
like
right, I mean,
with respect, like, yeah, like the like there's obviously respect, like there's respect. I think you're a good fighter. You obviously you've beaten all these guys. I will say that yes, obviously I'm going to back Kurt. So I say that Kurt beats you in a rematch. What do you say?
Kurt can fight me any day. I mean, like I've always told you, anyone can fight me.
Okay.
And if he wins,
so you would fight him again?
Yeah, of course.
Damn. Why fight your leftovers though? Kate's like,
you're really trying to stir some shit up.
I'm not trying to stir some shit. Kurt is one of my best mates.
Yeah.
One of my best mates. And it's my job that I wanna, why is Kate backing up? It's my job that I want to interview all these wrestlers, get in their minds, see what they're thinking. And because Kurt is one of my best mates, like, I'm just asking curiously.
Well, what do you mean by leftovers? I need to understand that first.
Well, have you, so when you fight people, do you fight them again? Have you fought heaps of people before?
Yeah, of course.
That's like leftovers. You've beat them. Okay, I'll go back to my leftovers.
But you just asked him why would, if he wanted to fight him again.
Yeah, and you said you would, right?
Yeah, I'd fight anyone, like I say.
So you would fight Kurt again?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying, because he's my best mate, I think Kurt would beat you.
True.
And then say he beats you, that could lead to a cool trilogy. Like what?
You do realize this man is wearing genitals.
I mean, he was slapping
the fuck out of you.
I mean, I can wear whatever the hell I want, man. I'm just trying to understand what you're trying to get at right now.
I'm a little nervous now. He's like staring at me.
It's all right.
I don't mean any disrespect. I'm not a hater. I think you're a great fighter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because Kurt's my best mate, I think he would beat you in a rematch.
Well, because Kurt's your best mate, I suggest you should stop talking about Kurt before I actually have a problem with Kurt. And I don't have a problem with anyone within the wrestling industry.
Right.
But I'd fight them all.
That's fair.
So if I have a problem with someone, imagine what I'd do to them.
Mm. Okay. I think... I want to say something.
Well, no. I want you to say it right now.
Oh shit.
And I promise I won't do anything. I'm a calm guy.
This is just like a wrestling conversation. You fought Kurt when he was injured, and that stopped him fighting at the last event. So he was gonna fight, I believe, the Cuz. Am I right? You fought the Cuz instead. You beat him, didn't you?
I don't want to talk about that, but
I can't actually remember what happened. I actually genuinely can't. I wasn't at the event.
Oh, what happened was that
you
I slapped him up.
You beat him.
Ah, no, I didn't actually.
Did you not? I thought you did.
I didn't beat him.
Fuck.
No, it's all good. What do you need to say about Kurt?
I need to go back to what I was saying.
My two cents, I don't think.
No, I'm not finished yet. Hold up. You fought Kurt when he was injured. I'm saying, you know, he's not injured. I don't know if he's fighting on March 29th. I know there's an event coming up. I'm not too sure. He hasn't said anything. I haven't seen an announcement. If he fights, he fights. That's great. I'll be there. But you fought him when he was injured. I think that's a bit of a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So if he fights you again, he's not going to be injured.
Did you see what happened in that match?
I saw, but he was, yeah, again, he was
what
injured.
What I'm trying to tell you right now is that he slammed my shoulder on the ring post.
Okay.
Have you seen the bruise that came out of it?
So Kurt did some damage.
Kurt did some damage, of course. But who still had his arm raised? And okay, I'm not trying to put Kurt down right now. I'm not trying to put Kurt down right now.
I'm not trying to put you down or anyone down.
Here's the thing, mm-hmm, all right?
Yeah.
And this thing also applies to a lot of New Zealand wrestling.
Yeah.
Not just Kurt.
Yeah.
But there's a big lack of authenticity. There's a big lack of genuineness. Mm-hmm. And within Kurt, he's got all the tools. Mm-hmm. He's got the body. He's got the charisma. Mm-hmm. He's got the athleticism. He's mm-hmm. got the power. Mm-hmm. But there's one thing that he misses. Mm-hmm. And I want to understand this about Kurt. Yeah. He was injured, right?
Yeah.
I was injured as well. Everyone's injured when they walk into the ring. Okay. But here's the problem. Mm-hmm. What can you do when you are injured? What can you do when you're hurt? Triggers. What can you do when the cards are down? Can you keep fighting? And that's what I want to find out about Kurt. Can he keep fighting? Mm-hmm. Can anyone in New Zealand keep fighting? Because when I walk out there, I freaking love this, man. I love wrestling for real. Mm-hmm. I love wrestling, honestly. When I walked out into Mangere and I felt the energy of the crowd, that was everything to me. And then I walked into the crowd and I raised my arms up. That was my passion. Mm-hmm. And I can't fake that emotion. Here's what I'm going to say about Kurt right now. Mm-hmm. Does he have the mongrel to go toe-to-toe with me? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And if we have another match, I want to find that out. I want to find out if he has that mongrel. You say he's going to beat me?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to stand by my statement. I think Kurt beats you in a rematch.
You know what? If Kurt beats me in a rematch, fine. But I'd love to find out. Because there's one thing about me. You can put me down for 3 seconds, but you ain't going to put me down for much longer than that. I'll keep on coming up. I'll keep on coming up and I'll keep on fighting.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, all right? Mm-hmm. If Kurt wants a rematch, find him. Let it be. Let it happen. If Pat wants it, Pat wants it. If Connor wants it, Connor wants it. Anybody, if anyone, I mean, freaking even John Cena, if he wants it, he can get it as well. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, I love this so much, man.
Of course.
And even when the cards are down, I keep on fighting. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if Kurt's got that within him. I'm being very honest with you. I don't know if he does, and I don't know if he's got that mongrel to go toe-to-toe with me.
I see him train. I see him fight. But let's...
One thing I will say, sorry to interrupt, but like, you can train as hard as you can, but I don't know. It's more about, can you consistently lose a lot of fights and keep getting back into the ring and get back? I'm not saying that Kurt can't. I'm just saying, like, it takes a lot of willpower and determination to...
Which Kurt's got.
To consistently lose and then get back in the
Which
ring.
Which Kurt's got.
Well, Kurt's got it.
He beat you in a rematch.
Ooh. Well, if Kurt's got it, then bring it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
I say this because I really want a rematch. Because this was Kurt. This is the first fight I saw Kurt have as a solo. I've seen him do tag teams. He lost the solo. I want him to... Okay, that frustrated me. I'm not going to lie. That frustrated me. And I was actually sick that day. I couldn't even finish the whole event. I actually had to go home early. I think Kurt beat you in a rematch. I think you should fight him. I don't know whether it's March 29th. I don't know if it's a future date. I don't know if you've got one in June. I think you should... June, July, August, I think you should fight him again. And I do believe that he beats you again. Oh, sorry, he beats you.
I'll be very honest with you, DK. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick and tired of all this Kurt talk, eh? Jeez. Kurt Brown, James Brown, Charlie Brown, Downtown Daddy Brown, any damn Brown you want, man.
All I've said is that I think he beats you in a rematch.
No.
That's why I want to see it happen.
Yeah, well, he can fight me in a rematch then.
Okay, so
he can fight me in a rematch.
So let's put that down. Can we make that happen?
I'm being serious right now, man. You want to keep on stirring the pot. You want to keep on making beef. I don't give a damn about beef. Okay. It's straight up Luke Sipi. It's straight up Dalo. It's straight up Kumala. Yeah. That's all I'm... You know what?
Okay. I'm looking forward to the fight with Kurt. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see the fight with Kurt. I'm gonna end this now. I don't know if he was being real or not. I was just saying, we're gonna end the episode here. Thank you guys for watching. Anything you guys want to say? Close it off.
What have you done?
I just said the truth. All right. Thank you guys for watching.
You killed your best friend.
Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for watching.